the people in a very nature, environment, and spiritual. So they are wonderful, their lifestyle, their living, you must do these things. So I'm thinking of many things. So this time I have this opportunity, I'm very happy. And this evening we visited first in the archaeological site. I think Mr. Boko, is it? Yeah, he did a wonderful job in it. A lot of patience, a lot of time. He showed all the works, and I think wonderful. This is one of contribution for especially this Pondicherry area, the history, wonderful work. And then I thinking about back to Tibet, the Tibetan is archaeological. I also interesting about Tibetan history. So I'm also reading one Tibetan history. I'm going to give you here library also, to that brought with me. So thinking the Tibet also, they have one of the article said they only explored the archaeological, only just few percent. It's maybe more than 90%. 90% is not explored. So this is very important, especially Tibet in history, earlier 7th century, maybe especially back to the Songtsen Gampo. And the date is very, very not accurate. So it's very important to make. So now I working in one Tibetan history, that is, I worked in 10 years ago, and published it now, second editing between here, that is, title is Tibetan Emperor, mainly based on Tunghong documents, that is the 1900 oral stand, Hungary man, British citizen discovered on Silk Road. Silk Road, that secret cave, the 19th secret cave. This is the Silk Road, the two part, in the upper part and lower part, joined together 20 kilometers in the east side, so they have Taosis cave. The earlier the merchants, actually this is from Rome to Baghdad, and then go to the Silk Road to in the Tang and Chinese capital during 7th century. So the merchants, they have resting there and praying there for success their business, and they started their caves. Earlier 5th century, they started one monk there. So this 19th secret cave discovered in the documents in 1900, Oros Nan first, then Pilia from France, and then Russia and the Japanese. So this secret cave is very interesting. They have total found in this cave is all side is rock, stone, solid rock. The back side is the desert, you know, all dry and desert. So then the front side, the wall, the total blocked and painted. So that 1900, the one Chinese young, he's reading some prayer for the village. And then one, his name is Yang, he's reading some texts. Then he, so at that time they smoking the leaf, then one he smoked one leaf, put in backside the crack wall. The second he tried to get this, then they go to the between the crack wall. Then they finally tried to get one, go to back, then found they thought they have one. And room, so tonight they secretly they opened, looked there, they found this secret cave, 1900. So they have more than 17 different languages written, and then written different more than 20 four or five the different writings. So they have a huge, many 80% from Tibet. I think this is from the manuscript of the Buddhist manuscript. But then 10%, they have many, many history and the medicines, everything, the subjects, the politics, the wars, the information, anything, articles, poetries. So I selected these all in the history book, part of now they keep in the British Library and the Paris Library, so I could get permission to print these things. So I put this book in a that they keep about. So the first one I paste as A, the original photo of the Tibetan manuscript color. And then the second is the, so this is the book. So second A, B, then I just type it. So this also, I likely, the guy by the Professor Taguchi from Japanese, especially for the Tonglung Tibetan history. And then Paris, the Tibet Study Head Department, had a script. Also, those two guide me, and I'm reading these things. So professionally, it's too good. Long time, need a lot of footnote. So A is manuscript. The second is the the each line have numbers. Have to type it. Some correct also put in bracket. The third one, A, B, C. C, that's just very easily, everybody can read one. So this kind of one, read one complete one. Emperor Tibet, the first Tibet king to the last Tibet king, only this period. Before this also, because the Tibet found many archaeological some of things, but the dating is very, very low. They pushed very low. So I luckily found one they published, printed in British, I think, at London. I think they have Human Journey, something. They have a big book take. So they have all in the human, how they journey and traveling world. So there I found in a modern, the human, from the Rift Valley from South Africa. And then they start, they live 150 million or something years or something. Then they're starting some recent traveling. Then come to the first go to Europe, some part. Then continue come. And then also went to, then the Baghdad, Tehran. They come to India, South India. They come to date. Will be the BC 62, little bit meso, backside, north side. And then continue, go to the Mount Kailash, I think then the Yangtze River, go down, then the Yangtze River, go up and north, cross the Beijing north, cross Korea, Japan, Hoshino, place they settled, that is BC 32. So between that we count, then it's 60, definitely the 50 BC, the Mount Kailash area, Tibetan, earlier modern man settles the 50,000 years, that's no question. If the measure from map to north from the Pakistan area, then to South India, then this string take to the Tibet, this Mount Kailash, and this is more earlier, the India come. So might be 65, if this measure. Anyway, 50 to 60 thousand, that's the old Stone Age. Now there many Stone Age come, but they all the year is pushed down. It should be 50 to 60,000 years. So this I started from this history and then down these things. So at this stage, I have not seen archaeological, found many things. So I always have something, lot of things. We need something, do something inside Tibet, some way to, you know, explore those old things and make one proper the dating. This is the future that the young Tibet people also have to do these things. You know, that is one thing. So then the Ladakh, they have I'm the head of the Dinka used one of lineage 850 years old. I worked almost 40 years seriously for this lineage. So now we have more than 150 monastery temples in Tibet, Nepal, India, some also west, we also building new temples. And also centers, more than 100 centers in from Chile to South America, Chile to North America, Canada, and Russia, Europe, Estonia, Latvia, Asia. So they have, we have, after we have 30 years in a very best education in Teratong, after graduate, then go to different places. Some of now they're resident, Kempo, which is the scholar, the Drupal, which is the meditation master, and also other ritual masters, they're different things. So now administration, all they're taking by a second generation. So myself will be free. So next year, I turn into 70 years old. So I think now I can do more stone work in the next 10 years. So then I myself committed and 10 years I work a little bit to for social work. So I choose here Go Green, Go Organic project first in 5 years in Ladakh. This year we did in Ladakh earlier. Actually, the last year we done, I started the greenhouse in Ladakh. Because Ladakh, the winter road is closed. And then some winter time, spring time, vegetable is very high prices, 70, 80, some hundreds of rupees, 1 kg. So that's too much. Very poor people cannot buy these things. So then we prepared quite a big land. We also exchange some village people, give some other land, prepare, but we did not one time too much plan. We have to, last year we planted first 100 feet long one experiment. So this was success. And last year, and all Piang Gomba have 60 something months all organic vegetable whole winter. And then we could manage this. And this year, we did another 100. So then we will do now more and more things. Now we need more in the water. In general, I think water is very important in everybody's world, the problem. And in India also, I heard every year, almost 1 meter going down level. Too much people, too much development, too much wastewater. And Ladakh, in maybe 30 years, they have one Xiang, Himis Manasu, behind one river. Earlier time, we difficult to cross this river, even with a horse. We have to wait early morning or evening, the water, the glaciers melting, the end we can cross. Otherwise, we cannot cross. But then a few years ago, I go, the water is very little. We just can jump out, can cross that. So then maybe next 10, 20 years, maybe water, glaciers all melting, even if the snowing, but glaciers quickly melt. So then when we need something, water, those villages maybe move to the Indus River side, otherwise difficult things. I also talking, you should move to the So, so in these things, last year, then I saw one single school they have. So first I will talk to a little bit about Go Green, go a little bit. This little bit different. Yeah, this iScuba project is part of our Go Green, Go Organ project. But Go Green, Go Organ project, we have separate organization at mainly for Tibetan border, this area, Changdang area, little bit remote area people, where they have some 3-4 villages, nomads, and then rest of them, maybe 10 of them is half-half. So at first I planting the Sibaton. Sibaton is very valued now, and I heard there's many there growing in Canada, and some Norway, Hungary, Russia, East Germany, yeah, some of this area, north part in the highland. And then they now they're making its berry. The latter day, some years ago, they make leberry, only one juice. Now they turn into other products. So this Sibaton now making, within this berry, they can making 200 different products from this. So this is for very good for economic, for the Ladakh also future, sustainable project. It's a naturally grow there. So we plant one of riverside, it's a big riverside there. From Xiaoyok, Wang Changdang, Bangongso, the other side, near the Xinjiang side, they have one big river coming from Xinjiang, one of Gilash, called Kwamdang Gilash. And then West Tibet, they call Changchen or Changdang. There are many wild yaks in Changchen. Usually they don't know about the peoples. So they're coming one river, join this, and then they're coming to north of the side of Ladakh. So they have 300 kilometers up to the border, Tibet and Xinjiang's border. So they have a river along its MD. So they're growing naturally, the Sibaton, very good. So we starting every village go to the plan. But then this village, each territory, they own certain villages. So they don't want to share anything. So now we, this planting also other villages also, some of not growing that, we can growing any other one bush called, I don't know the English name is, one bush. So this also very good for the fire. Most one important, this is can winter, big snow, then the animals can go to eat this, survive. So this for the mainly product for the snow, and when we planting this also more for the animals, sheep, goat, and any other animals when they take big snowfall and go to that area, they can survive. That is, otherwise, there many died past many years ago, thousands died. Although government do something, they putting some of the grass from air, but it's sometimes it's limited. So we have to. So I also for those nomads, we planting. Last year I experiment, plant something corn. Many people think so 12,000 pieces cannot grow corn. So it's grow good. So this year I'm planting some several hundred cannel. Then we harvest, we linked with these nomads. They will provide the organic fertilizer. They're giving the cow down and sheep down, those sent to us. Then we can, after they come to harvest it, they take back to winter stock for the animal. So we also planting this kind of tree. Sibaton is mainly we planting for the economic reason. Also planting the Sibaton, they have seven major type. The now best East Germany and Russia, the bigger berry, and we also planting. We try to get this seed. We also get some seed from Bhutan, some different. We also experiment one nursery. this planting next to the ice scuba. So we're going to planting and which is best they grow. Then we can develop these things. That is naturally grow is good for the future things. Then we also now we have centers in Austria, the Vienna, Graz, some of the member doing leading the sheep and farming that area, and some and Vienna itself the many 130 villages they're doing organic, one of the leader from our center's member. So I planning also bring from Ladakh the two of them go to there study, and then this springtime I bring there. So I'm soon I'm going to the this area also arrangement detail when they go, and then we take them and back to Ladakh and go boarding, go organic politics. So this pair the ice scuba is part of this. Now we doing this in now there are two JCP and then are working on it, almost now dig it there. Now pipe is now the arriving from Jammu is now delayed on the, now it's working on there. So we going to open and this stupa in Tibet New Year, 15th of Tibet New Year, the all the village people come together and we celebrate in this ice stupa. This ice stupa will be the 100 feet. We plan to three of them. Next year we maybe small more as much as possible. Then we make other also the water. So this we do. So we now and this so go green, go organic. We also been to office in the Deritron DK Institution and American Mountain Institution joint project. They are going to do this. And American Mountain Institution are doing a lot of, since 40 years they're doing, and now they're doing worked in Peru. They worked in before in Tibet, now it's closed there, maybe 5, 7, 8 years ago. Now they're working in Nepal, they're working in Sikkim. So this year, in the summer, we brought all the officers, they come to Ladakh. We also second phase of Go Green, Go Organic, we did things. So we do further development in this Go Green, Organic, other Bhutan, other possible Tibet also. We have a ice stupa, I said, Dungayu starting working this Go Green, Organic, and this camping already in our China and any other language. So now some of Rinpoche we have east part of Tibet also they start moving in the plantation these things. I think I would say this much. I think they have some ice stupa something short video, no? They said
in YouTube you have to go to ice stupa,
yeah.
The monk and the engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And you will have your project of the way you are building the stupa.
Okay, so you're not going to
show it? No.
We'll show the movie after.
Now?
After,
huh?
Yeah.
After the
talk.
After, okay.
So now, after the monk's movie, we'll show after the,
okay.
The talk.
I think I want to say much this. If you have any question, a little, you can do that.
Do you think that, you know, one of the greatest tragedy of what happened in 1950 in Tibet, that all the Himalayan, which was a place for exchange, of trading, of religious exchange, or other exchange, was totally closed because of the Chinese presence in Tibet. Now, do you think one day you envisage that it will reopen, even with Xinjiang, with Tenhang, all the what you mentioned in the early history of Tibet, all these exchanges that the Tibetan plateau had with the north, with the south, with India, with Arunachal, with Uttarakhand, with Sikkim, all these one day could reopen and re-flourish like it flourished in the time of Nalanda or even till 1950?
I don't think so, and like it too fast in 1950, but they will change definitely. They already now, the Prime Minister says they're going to open from Gangtok to Mount Kailash, no? Mm. Already wrote this, they decided to open. The China also, the lot of changing, day by day they're changing. They have to change, world is change, the people has changed. You have to, otherwise you cannot survive. So you have to change. And I think the lot of, one good news is that the, just 1 month ago in Nepal, we have a monastery there, some puja. The Rinpoches, they come from east part of Tibet. We have some monastery. So they visited in one of the biggest Buddhist university now in east part of the Labrang. Jingmi Pinzo's places, yeah. So they have already officially have more than 10,000, I think. And then unofficially another 10,000. So they have many, many Chinese university students, and they have learned some of more than thousands of Buddhist instructions. They finished philosophy, you know, they have learned it. And now they're learning many, many from the internet, directly internet, studying, exam, the internet, doing all China. So the millions, now the Buddhism is changing in a very fast.
So it's, there's some hope.
Yes, it's going to change now.
How does one get a copy of your book, the book of history?
Is it in Tibetan?
Yes.
Oh, it's in Tibetan.
But the other one you can order, the English one, is only this live. It's on Amazon. You can. We have a copy. We got a copy.
Well, I can. Shubhdeshka, you can contact with him. Okay.
I think, thank you so much, and I think you can stay here and watch the movie, because we have to, with His Holiness, we want to see the rest of the exhibition.
Okay.
And
I will give this for you here.
Okay, thank you so
much.
But I know you have to learn Tibetan.
No, this English.
Oh, that's English.
This English, yes. I did not bring this. But this original text is Tibetan. They have but translated English. That is it.
So please stay, it's 7 minutes only, that is worth watching. That movie is very nice. There's one, Tashi from Ladakh, she can explain to you everything.
Ladakh, isn't it? Sabun, oh yes. Bye-bye.